Darren, Kerry and Sky, weekday 6 to 9 a.m.
It's 8:38 right now with Darren, Kerry and Sky here on East Coast Radio. Consumer Watch live with Wendy Nola right now. Hello, Wendy lady.
Hello, Darren.
So this is where we give you an opportunity to ask any, well, thank you, ask you any consumer-related questions to Wendy Nola between now and 9 o'clock. So get those questions in 061-792-9495. You can leave a WhatsApp voice note, you can leave a text. We can even call you back if you want to. So before we get our first caller, Wendy, I want to ask you, what is happening with the price of pineapples?
That is a
I just knew you were going to go there.
No, I need to know.
This from the person who doesn't drink alcohol. But anyway, so I got an email from Kitty earlier in the week to say, it has come to our attention about the price increase of pineapples within a week from 8 rand a pineapple to 39 rand a pineapple at leading supermarkets. Please, can you advise? I said, okay, who's we though? Who's our attention? Oh, I'm speaking on behalf of myself and the community of Hillcrest, Kloof and Westforth, said she. So I was very happy to oblige. I approached Food Lovers Market, my contact there, and I got a very comprehensive response, which was also quite, well, I don't suppose that's surprising, but still, listen to this. In the week leading up to President Cyril Ramaphosa's shock announcement on the 12th of July, mm-hmm. two Sundays ago, that there was an immediate suspension of the sale and distribution of alcohol.
Yeah.
Pineapples at the fresh, all the municipalities have fresh produce markets from which the retailers buy, and they also buy directly from the pineapple farmers. But the average cost at those markets, the municipal markets, of a box of 10 pineapples was 80 rand. So that's 8 rand a pineapple. Bear in mind that there's retail, you know, cost to be margins to be put on that. Mm-hmm. By Monday, the very day after the announcement, that had shot up from 80 rand to 120 rand a box, or 12 rand a pineapple wholesale. Mm-hmm. And by last Friday, which is the last one I got, that was 200
what?
Rand a box. So it's 150%.
Are they selling it as beer already?
Well, interesting enough, I mean, the... and then, obviously, this has now created a shortage. Mm-hmm. So, good old supply and demand, yep. the price will go up. Food Lovers Market spokesman Mirella Gastaldi said that although the price of pineapple and all fresh produce can fluctuate quite significantly due to a whole range of market-related factors, she said, given the significant increase in the cost price of pineapples since July 13, we can only surmise that the president's announcement of an immediate ban on the sale of alcohol has had an influence on the cost price of pineapple.
Well, so I'm one of the lucky ones. I don't mind if there's no pineapple. I'll have banana on my pizza because that's as complicated as it gets for me. So it doesn't actually...
No, but
so
don't be that person. But like, this is about the
important
majority.
To
yes.
All right, Sky, you need to just get off the pineapple bandwagon there. We've got a caller on the line. Wendy, we've got Damesh is on the line here with a question about rent. Damesh, good morning.
Good morning, Kerry. How are you?
Really well, thanks, Damesh. Your question for Wendy.
Hi, Wendy. My question is in regards to commercial leases. I have an office, and I had a three-year lease. And just around about the lockdown period started, we actually entered the third year of that lease. And I wrote to my landlords recently to actually ask them to give us an early exit of that lease. Our industry, we're in advertising, marketing, branding, and we've been seriously affected with regards to our turnover. They've come back, they said that, okay, they'll allow us to exit after a couple of calls and emails. They'll allow us to exit. However, they've imposed an exit penalty of 2 months, which I don't mind. But they said that they won't take the security deposit as
a month's rent.
As the exit penalty part of it of that.
Okay, so I have to say that I don't, as a consumer writer, not a business writer, I deal with residential tenant issues quite a lot, so I'm quite au fait with that. And I can tell you that the Rental Housing Act prohibits landlords and rental agents from doing that, from using the security deposit as payment of the last month's rent or whatever, because it's required to safeguard the the landlord against damage to property, absconding and that kind of thing. So it's in the act. So that's what I always tell residential tenants when they come to me with this question, which is quite often, especially now. I can't see a reason why that wouldn't apply to commercial rents as well, but I just want to give you a disclaimer that I'm not 100% sure that it does apply to commercial, but that's what the Rental Housing Act says, that they can't do it. They're precluded by law from doing it. So it's not just that they're digging their heels in and being awkward. It's what's required by law.
Thank you so much for that.
Could you give me a bit of... I'll check out the commercial side and come back on that, but I'm pretty sure it's the same thing.
Okay, cool. Wendy, thank you so much for that. Just a quick one here via the WhatsApp line. Does the company have the right to take our money from the staff's provident funds because the company hasn't been doing well?
Oh my word, that is so wrong. That is illegal. It's theft. I had a chat with a labor lawyer recently, and he said, in these desperate times, he's heard that, and he's also heard of people taking TERS money as well, companies that is, and the TERS money gets paid by the government to the employer, who then must give it to the put it into the employee's bank accounts. And he says, a new one last week, an employer who used PAYE for expenses. All these things highly illegal. So, but it's a sign of the times that, I mean, I'm sure it's always happened, but particularly now, employers are resorting to doing very underhand and flat out illegal things. It's theft.
Yeah. So there you go. You've heard about it unambiguously. We have Wendy until 9 o'clock this morning. If you have any consumer related questions, you can let her know. Send us a WhatsApp to 061-792-9495.
And then, Wendy, we've got a question for you from the WhatsApp line. My driver's license expired in May. Can I still use it?
That's a very well-timed question, actually, because just yesterday, the Road Traffic Management Corporation, RTMC, tweeted, breaking news, all learner's licenses, driver's license cards, temporary driver's licenses, and professional driving permits that expired between the 26th of March, that's lockdown, and up until the 31st of August this year, are extended to the 31st of January next year.
Oh, nice.
31st, end of January next year. So it's huge relief. I tweeted that yesterday, actually. So, it was very well received. So that's that. Good news.
I must have missed that tweet. I would have retweeted that kind
Same
of a
here,
tweet,
bro.
Wendy Nola. You must
go
tag
and
us.
Have a look.
Please tag us.
Yes, true. I'll do that. Right.
And then... Wendy, we got a message here from Jade, caller. Yeah, she's calling in. Hello, Jade. She's asking about her landlord. Go ahead, Jade.
Hello, Jade.
Hi. Hi, how are you?
Good, and you, Jade?
Good, thank you. I just wanted to find out, I had a pipe burst inside the foundation of my housing, and my landlord gave me the bill for that. Is that legal for us to have to pay?
No, you get to change light bulbs, and if you break something yourself, you get to fix that. But sorry, something happened in the foundation. At least you somehow caused that, Jade. In which case, it's a really interesting story. Your landlord is taking one big chance with you there. Absolutely not. It's their property. And you pay rent. Your obligation is to pay rent in full and on time. And theirs is to maintain the property. So... But that's one of the advantages of renting, right? You pay someone else's home loan via your rent, but they've got to fix any big structural issues that you didn't cause. So the short answer, no. And please get hold of me via my Facebook page.
It's There's very a easy.
Go send email thing, and I'll certainly be very happy to get hold of your landlord if they persist with that.
Yeah. Okay. So you go to Wendy's Facebook page. It's Wendy Nola Consumer, and there's a mail option on the side there. Then you click on that, and then you send your mail to Wendy, and Wendy will help you out with that one. We have a voice note. I haven't actually pre-listened to this, but just give it a go. Give it a bash.
6%. Ah, good morning to you, Mr. East Coast Radio.
What's happening?
I would like to ask Wendy Nola one question. This African bank, I borrowed 4,000 rand from them. And just because I was a couple months delayed because of this corona thing and all that, Hey, they knocking me. They're taking off big, big amounts. Now, what rights have I got? I want to go and see them, but now at work, we are so busy, we're working shifts.
Yeah. I've heard this question so many times. Wendy, short answer? Wendy Nola, hold on.
Thank you.
I can only hear you.
Yes, Wendy. Did you not hear the voice note?
No.
Okay, so he wants to know, he took out a big loan with Africa Bank, and because of the corona, he hasn't been able to make the repayments, and they've been knocking him with, well, he said knocking him with the interest, and now the debt on the debt is piling up. What should he do?
Oh my gosh, I would like to know how that started, when he first communicated that he wasn't able to pay, what options they offered him. All the banks have been offering various forms of relief. So without knowing that backstory, it's difficult to comment. But other than to say, to communicate the really bad news, that you're still liable to pay your debts to your bank and whoever else. And the only thing I can suggest is to get in touch with them and start negotiating a deal, a payment plan, to be able to pay that off plus interest over a length of time. But it's not going to go away. He is liable for what he owes. Yeah.
I think, Wendy, you've answered this question. We've had economists answer this question. We've had legal answer this question. The short answer is, if you just sit back and expect the banks to do something, nothing's going to happen and you're going to get into trouble. You need to pick up the phone and speak to your bank from the beginning. Yeah. And let them know, I have problems and help me out.
That's the thing. And I think what's the problem is that people think, well, this is not my fault. It's not my fault that I lost my job or my income was cut and whatever. So why should I take responsibility? I couldn't help it. But unfortunately, whether it's your rent or your whatever, you're still liable, and you really have to talk and talk fast.
And talking about talking fast, Wendy, we've got very little time. One more question. A caller on the line, Robin, has a question for you about holiday clubs. Robin, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thanks
Robin,
so much.
You're welcome. What is your question for Wendy, Robin?
It's to do with my parents. So we've had holiday club points for many years. My father's unemployed for many years, and my mother's just got a pay cut from COVID. So they want to cancel their points. And the holiday club are giving them various options. But the one option is to say, fine, you can cancel because they're in credit for the year up front. But then there would be... That money would be gone. So they've already paid for the year up front, but would they
Well, they couldn't go anywhere on holiday and benefit from it.
Yeah, exactly, with lockdown. So they won't be able to, will they not be able to get that money back because they've already paid up front? And secondly, if they were to continue the membership but cancel halfway through, would they still be liable for the balance even though the points are not being utilized?
Good question. Wendy?
Are you talking about the annual fee, what do they call it? The admin fee or whatever that they're liable for?
It's like the 13,000 rand.
Okay. So that's what kills so many elderly people who took out timeshare years ago, and you've still got to pay those fees, membership fees, that's the word I'm looking at, membership fees every year, and they are quite substantial. And this cancellation fee thing is a big one. So in short, the National Consumer Commission did a big inquiry into the industry, and they were horrified by what was going on with trapping people into these never-ending contracts. They said that's untenable. People, they appealed to the clubs to allow members to cancel without penalty, especially elderly people in your parents' situation. They didn't make it law, unfortunately. They left it to the clubs. And a lot of them have, but they're coming up with this thing that you must pay the cancellation fee. A man got hold of me not too long ago, about 6 months ago, with this wonderful story. He's an attorney. And that particular timeshare company said this, you know, we're entitled to charge you this cancellation fee in terms of the Consumer Protection Act. If you've got a fixed term contract, we can charge a reasonable cancellation fee if you cancel early or whatever. And he said, hold on a minute, this contract my mom signed is signed in perpetuity. It's not a fixed term. You're saying she's got to pay it forever. So you can't do that. You can't put the CPA in our faces and say we've got to pay a cancellation fee. And that they waived it. And she got out of it and actually wrote about it at the time to tell others. So please tell your parents that, or do it on their behalf, that according to their own contract, that cancellation fee is not permissible. It doesn't allow for it.
Also, it does sound like, Robin, this is another one of those things that can be dealt with a mail. So go to Wendy's Facebook page, Wendy Nola Consumer, find the mail option, send that through to you, and I'm almost guaranteed that Wendy will get back to you with that one.
Darren, Carrie and Skye, weekday 6 to 9 a.m.